Integrated Listening and Reading. The Fussy Family, Mr. and Mrs. Fussy, their daughter Candy, and Mr. Fussy's mother, Grandma Fussy, have been traveling in Russia for a week. Tomorrow is their last day in Moscow, and each of them has their own idea about what to do on their last afternoon in the Russian capital. Imagine that you are their tour guide and need to choose the right place to take them to. There are three places you are thinking about that might be just right. Task 1. Read the information about the three places that might be interesting for the Fussy family to visit on their last afternoon in Moscow and answer the questions that follow. Now you have 15 minutes to read the texts and answer the questions that follow. Task 2. Now listen to the Fussy family members speak about what they would like to do on their last afternoon in Moscow and decide where you as a tour guide should take them. Grandma Fussy.
I've had so much fun on this trip. I absolutely loved it. I have seen everything I wanted to see, and the only thing that I need to do is buy some souvenirs for all my friends. There are 7 elderly ladies back home who are waiting for me to come back and tell them all about my trip. I would really like to bring them something special, very Russian, something they could wear, like earrings maybe, or necklaces, or scarves. We all like that kind of stuff. We are elderly but very fashionable ladies. The only thing is, to be honest, I'm quite tired. My 80-year-old legs are not used to so much walking. So if we go somewhere tomorrow, it shouldn't involve too much walking.
Mr. Fussy.
This trip has been fascinating. My biggest hobby is learning about history, and I've learned so much on this trip already. But you can never learn enough or too much. So if we have a free afternoon tomorrow, I would be happy if we could visit another museum. It doesn't have to be big, but it should be about something old and special. The older, the better. The beginning of Moscow, maybe, if it is at all possible. However, I want it to be interesting for all the rest as well.
Mrs. Fussy.
This has been such an enjoyable trip. I can't believe we've managed to see so much in just 1 week. The only thing I would love to do tomorrow afternoon, if it is possible, is to go to the theater. I love drama, but of course there is a big problem with the language. None of us can understand Russian. So I guess this leaves us few choices. Like a musical, or an opera, or maybe a ballet? Do you think we could find something like that?
Candy Fussy.
Yeah, I agree. The trip was really cool. I loved everything, especially the metro and the ice cream. I don't really have any special ideas for tomorrow. But if we could find some nice t-shirts or sweatshirts with the print of something about Moscow, that would be great. I wouldn't mind buying a couple of those, for myself and for my best friend Betty, something to remember this trip by. Betty and I always bring each other t-shirts from the places we visit.
You'll hear the text again in 2 minutes. Now listen to the text again. Grandma Fussy.
I've had so much fun on this trip. I absolutely loved it. I have seen everything I wanted to see, and the only thing that I need to do is buy some souvenirs for all my friends. There are 7 elderly ladies back home who are waiting for me to come back and tell them all about my trip. I would really like to bring them something special, very Russian, something they could wear, like earrings maybe, or necklaces, or scarves. We all like that kind of stuff. We are elderly but very fashionable ladies. The only thing is, to be honest, I'm quite tired. My 80-year-old legs are not used to so much walking. So if we go somewhere tomorrow, it shouldn't involve too much walking. Mr. Fussy.
This trip has been fascinating. My biggest hobby is learning about history, and I've learned so much on this trip already. But you can never learn enough or too much. So if we have a free afternoon tomorrow, I would be happy if we could visit another museum. It doesn't have to be big, but it should be about something old and special. The older, the better. The beginning of Moscow, maybe, if it is at all possible. However, I want it to be interesting for all the rest as well.
Mrs. Fussy.
This has been such an enjoyable trip. I can't believe we've managed to see so much in just 1 week. The only thing I would love to do tomorrow afternoon, if it is possible, is to go to the theater. I love drama. But of course, there is a big problem with the language. None of us can understand Russian. So I guess this leaves us few choices. Like a musical, or an opera, or maybe a ballet? Do you think we could find something like that?
Candy Fussy.
Yeah, I agree. The trip was really cool. I loved everything, especially the metro and the ice cream. I don't really have any special ideas for tomorrow. But if we could find some nice t-shirts or sweatshirts with the print of something about Moscow, that would be great. I wouldn't mind buying a couple of those, for myself and for my best friend Betty, something to remember this trip by. Betty and I always bring each other t-shirts from the places we visit.
Now you have 2 minutes to finish the task. This is the end of the integrated task. Now you can start working on your reading task.